Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, celebrating the big 5-0, our 50th anniversary, and we got the gear for you, man, so you can celebrate too. Limited edition. So, you know, you gotta get this stuff while it lasts. And lots of cool stuff that you can put on your body.
Like hats and beanies. It might be a little too warm for that. But you know what? Get it ready for the wintertime. It's always good to get things in advance, BJ.
And Steve, you know you're going to see somebody with a beanie in 93, you know, in Saturday, 93-degree weather. Someone's going to have a beanie on.
Of course. It'll probably be Danny.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, I got to go to the gym.
Yeah, that's where you do it. You get your sweat on with your beanie on.
Well, we got short sleeve tees, we got trucker caps, so I mean, there you can have appropriate 50th anniversary wear. Whatever you want, man, get it today. It is limited. Go to KISW.com, celebrate our 50th anniversary with us.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah. What's
the word of my screamest name? B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to B-Mix. And it's time to turtle down for Tuesday.
I don't know if you noticed there, BJ, but someone on our show is rocking the Ride the Turtle shirt right now.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Look at that. That is a beautiful shirt there, Danny. That's good. You look good on yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have you noticed that? I haven't acknowledged him at all today for that reason.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you don't acknowledge me anyway, so.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I acknowledge what a pain in the ass you are.
Oh, that's true, actually. Also, if you look at your chairs, you all have your Ride the Turtle shirts today.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's great. I'm glad. I can tell that you're glad.
Well, you can celebrate Turtle Tuesdays by going to the Rock Shop and getting the shirt there.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Fair.
I like turtles.
Me too. Yeah. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Scott and Five. Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Scott will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Scott, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which legendary actress won an Academy Award for Best Actress for Sophie's Choice?
Oh, pass.
What sea is directly north of the country of Turkey?
Red Sea?
No.
Dead Sea?
No.
Pass.
Pete Sampras is famous for playing what sport?
Can you repeat that?
Pete Sampras is famous for playing what sport?
Baseball, football.
No.
Hockey.
No. Think Different was a tagline for what technology company?
Intel?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
How many senators are sent from each state to represent them?
Two.
Yes. What is the main substance used to make a crayon?
Wax.
Yes. Which notable artist painted the Starry Night?
Picasso. Picasso.
No.
Pass.
Which European country were the 1992 Summer Olympic Games held in?
Pass.
Scott, you dropped a deuce.
Dropping a deuce here.
Yep, dropping a deuce on the old Tuesday.
Oh, man.
Well, it happens to the best of us. Yeah, we all drop a deuce every once in a while, don't we?
Yeah, certainly. I would hope so. Well, if you didn't, you'd have some issues.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to see how Steve does here. Steve, are you ready?
I'll take that as a yes. Which legendary actress won an Academy Award for Best Actress for Sophie's Choice?
Glenn Close?
No.
Meg Ryan?
No.
crap. What's her name? Bette Midler?
No. What sea is directly north of the country of Turkey?
The Caspian?
No.
The Red Sea?
No.
The Sea of Tranquility?
No.
The Chicken of the Sea?
No, but I'll give that to you. And Pete Sampras is famous for playing what sport?
Tennis.
Yes. Think Different was a tagline for what technology company?
Dell?
No.
Oh, crap. The Magic Rabbit?
No.
Microsoft?
No. How many senators are...
Apple.
How many senators are sent to sent from each state to represent them?
Two.
Yes. What is the main substance used to make a crayon?
Horse hooves? No, wait. No. Wax.
Yes.
Sorry.
Which notable artist painted the Starry Night?
Vincent Van Gogh.
Yes. Which European country were the 1992 Summer Olympic Games held in?
Athens?
No.
Greece.
Not a country.
Damn it.
And that's still wrong. One, two, three, four, correct. You win! 4-2.
Well, Scotty, at least it was tough this time.
Crushed it.
You know, so it wasn't so bad dropping a deuce.
That was fun, guys.
All right, take it easy, buddy. Thanks for playing.
Good
one.
Try and get some time. Simply the best.
Really?
Really? And then you say you crushed him.
Oh, I treated him like the Islanders, and I was at Tampa Bay Lightning last night.
Totally
white. Nothing
there.
Yeah. A dominant performance.
Yeah, you both had less answers. You both combined had less answers than the Islanders let up goals last night.
That's sad.
Wow. Yeah.
The Islanders.
Yeah. BJ, do you know the legendary actress who won an Academy Award for Sophie's Choice?
Steve should know. I mean, I always talk about her.
Mm-hmm.
Close.
No, Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
You confused both of them. That's the problem.
Yeah, I did. They're like the Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock for me.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah. I just get those two mixed up.
Does anybody happen to know the sea that is directly north of the country of Turkey?
Oh, I'd be guessing.
It's the Black Sea. So you're right when you're starting with the colors there, and then you went to space with the Sea of Tranquility.
Yeah.
You figured out Think Different was Apple. And does anybody know which European country was the 1992 Summer Olympic Games held?
Oh, I'd be guessing.
It's Spain.
Oh.
Yeah. España.
Yeah, I think it was Barcelona, because that's usually where they hold that stuff.
Oh, that would be a Barcelona, please.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Sorry,
Mike Tyson.
I'm sorry, but I'm just watching a lot of Money Heist, okay? And it's not Policia, it's Policia, okay? Come on, that's how they say it in Barcelona.
Are you still enjoying Money Heist?
Oh, yeah. We watched a couple of episodes last night. We've been taking the slow road because it's too intense for Kathy. So she's like, we can't watch a bunch of episodes at once.
Yes, I can understand that. It's a great show.
Yeah. We're close to finishing the first season. And we know that season 5, or part 5, as they call it, is starting up soon.
Season 5?
Yeah, they're going to get to a 5th season, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. It's starting soon, Steve. I think it's going to be a couple weeks.
Oh, they're going to start filming it?
I think it's going to be presented.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I think I saw on Netflix it said, hey, part 5 coming soon. Like, I thought July, but I could be crazy.
Oh, man, I better start watching all the old seasons again. I remember what was going on.
Yeah, well, don't say anything.
September 3rd.
Oh, it's September
2nd.
Okay.
So it'll be in two batches. September 3rd and December 3rd, according to this one website.
All right, there we go. So September, not far away.
No, actually, sadly, it's not. Time's going too fast.
Yeah.
Oh, now time's going too fast.
Yeah. Well, it always is.
Oh, I didn't. Well, some people would argue that during the whole COVID thing, time was going wicked slow.
Well, I mean, if you're just like watching your grass grow or something like that, sure.
But these dad lines are killing me.
What do you want from me?
What, I don't, yeah, you're a dad.
What do you want
you're right.
From me?
I don't know what I want from you. You are a father, I suppose. The signs that things are opening up, they're all over the place. And the Foo Fighters, a big sign as they played at Madison Square Garden on Sunday. And how about they brought Dave Chappelle out as a surprise? And they covered Radiohead's Creep.
Dude,
and Dave was doing the singing.
It was so awesome. It's like, first of all, and no one's gonna say Dave Chappelle knows how to sing. Dave sounds exactly how you'd think Dave Chappelle will sound when he's singing a Radiohead song. It's just, but there was something so like celebratory about him just being up there and the way that he just like just delivered the lines and the whole crowd singing along. So he like, even though he can't sing the song, the crowd is making it sound really cool. But it was just like this cool moment of just Dave Chappelle being Dave Chappelle with the Foo Fighters playing Radiohead's Creep behind him.
And here's how that sounded.
Would you please welcome our lead vocals, Dave Chappelle, here to come out and sing a song with us.
He went on stage with the Foo Fighters singing Radiohead's Creep.
That was awesome. Ironic. That was also... And do we know whether... I don't know if they've ever had any sort of friendship or we've seen them together before. It seems like an unusual pairing.
It seems news to me. It seems like something like where he was just in town. He was like, I want to go see a show. And then next, you know, he's backstage and like, you know any songs? He's like, oh, I know Radiohead's Creep. And like, perfect. Let's do it. Felt like.
Yeah, you're right. It definitely felt that way. And, well, that's what happens when you're a guy. When you're a guy, you can go do stuff like that. People will go, yeah, come on up, whether you have the ability or not.
It was fun, man, because if you watch the whole thing, I mean, he does the entire song. So it's not even like he just like kind of like tries to half. He Dave Chappelle's it the entire time. But when he has like the part, the high note part that like at the end of the song, when like Tom York really starts belting it, of course he can't pull that off, but the crowd takes over. And you just felt like it was a celebration. It was a celebration, bitches.
Yeah,
it really did feel that way.
And I just wonder what's going through Dave's head, because the rest of us, people, the average human being would be just terrified to go on in front of all those folks and sing the way he sang. He has to know that he's not a singer by trade. And he still went out and did it anyway.
Apparently, this is like his song. Like, everyone has their karaoke song, their go-to.
Oh, this isn't
the first time he sang it, because he covered it for someone, Erykah Badu's 45th birthday party year. And then a year later after that, he performed it with Ed Sheeran.
Oh, so he just always does Radiohead's Creep? That's good, because Radiohead doesn't even do that song. So at least somebody's doing it.
Oh, that's so true.
This
is his jam. This is his karaoke jam.
Maybe this will be the time that Radiohead actually will do their own song if they could get Dave Chappelle to sing it with them.
Yes.
That's Mecca.
Wow. Man, I mean, you know, again, it's one thing. I would be nervous to do a karaoke song in front of my friends, you know, if there's five friends at a bar.
Yeah,
and he's just doing it in front of all those folks.
You're Dave Chappelle. You've performed in front of, you know, tens of thousands of people. You probably have no fear with that kind of stuff. And the whole crowd's just having a blast. It's not like as if anyone booed him off the stage. You know, it's not like he's like trying to do American Idol. He's just being Dave Chappelle, having a fun time up there. Probably had a couple drinks, maybe smoked something. I don't know.
Oh, man. Apparently he loves to sing karaoke, because he attended a strip club called Devil's Point Stripperoke Night. And he sang Creep plus The Police's Roxanne and Killing Me Softly.
I love that he's doing songs
Killing
that actually
me
require...
Killing Me Softly?
He does songs that require like singing ability, and he doesn't have it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Killing Me Softly and Creep at a strip club?
Nothing makes me more ready
aroused.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the Foo Fighters have just gone completely nuts, though, because I don't know if you saw this, but on Record Store Day, which is, what is it, next month?
It already happened June 17th, and then it's happening again July 17th.
July 17th.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the upcoming Record Store Day one. They're going to be putting out a Bee Gees covers record.
Ooh.
Of like four Bee Gees covers.
Wow.
And they decided to do it true to the songs. Like, they went full disco, and they're actually changing their name for it, and they're called the DGs, because that's Dave Grohl's initials.
The DGs. I get it.
And I think Rev has a sample of one of the songs.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a sample of one right here.
Who's the Foo Fighters?
Wow.
It makes me think of Dave Chappelle singing. Like, if he were to sing in his character's voice.
Right? Yeah, like, bring back Rick James or something. Yeah.
I read an interview with Dave Grohl. I was like, this is the easiest thing to sing ever. Like, he had so much fun doing it. And I love that the EP is being called Hail Satin instead of Satan.
Awesome. Hail Satin. Very nice. Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you right now, talk about full circle, because every rock person worth their salt hated disco. Mm-hmm. And here is one of the biggest rock bands ever doing a disco album. Boy, that's, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. It's like two worlds that were hating each other are now like living together in unity. And maybe that's really the whole idea, isn't it?
It's going to bring the world together. Finally, yeah. Rock and disco can coexist. Yeah.
Maybe that's what it'll take. Maybe that's what it'll take. Wow. We got a woman who just paid the price for trying out her dog's shock collar. But she did catch it on video, and you'll get to hear what happened at 7:19 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, there's a woman who put on her dog's shock collar to see what would happen. I would imagine it would shock you. But yeah, okay.
I've had a buddy that when he got a dog and he was going to get one because it was barking a lot, and he put it on himself, and then we did the, hey, okay, give it to me, to get to the point where he felt, okay, like I'm not even ever going to go near that level of shock. You know what I mean? So it's just like, okay, then go a little higher, go a little higher, go a little, okay, stop doing that. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's what we used to do in college and high school.
Yeah, so you guys did a gradual approach. I'll give you credit for that. Mm-hmm, at least you were somewhat scientific about it. She tests level 3 and then level 30, and both of them were pretty weak. So she says, all right, well, I should crank it up to level 99.
Whoa. Yeah, let me go all the way.
Oh, yeah, okay. And, of course, she gets jolted to the floor. Here's her experiment right here.
It's on level 3. Let's see what that does. Weak. It's on level 30 now. Weak. So, honestly, this thing is kind of weak. I'm not going to lie. So I cranked it all the way up to level 99. So I'm going to see if that really does anything. I'm going to just go ahead and try to get...
So the video, she just falls forward.
Yep, there you go.
Well, that seems like a bad idea.
Well, you know not to go to 99 when you have it on your dog.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. 99 is not good.
Wow.
Because she's got no fur. She can't even insulate it with the fur. She's got no fur. She's just, you know.
Oh, because that would have fixed it.
That fixed it. If you had a little fur on your body, that would be the thing. Wow.
Right. She should have done 97.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was.
We have more audio of her after getting shocked.
Oh, here we go.
Hardcore!
Oh, yeah, that's
that was level 69.
Yeah, that was
so hardcore.
That was very hardcore. Ah, those were the days. You know, when we could in the workplace, we could legally tase somebody. Then human resources had to get involved.
Thank God,
those jerks.
Those no good. So yeah, that woman, a very very smart individual. That's a fact.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, she pays the price for trying out her dog's shock collar. So, based on this, we want to know, when did you pay the price for ultimate stupidity? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. When did you pay the price for ultimate stupidity? We got your calls. We got your texts after Linkin Park on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A woman pays the price for trying out her dog's shock collar. Based on this, we want to know, when did you pay the price for ultimate stupidity? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone said, one time at a bowling alley, I decided to sit in the actual lane and had my buddies throw bowling balls to see if they could hit me in the crotch.
Okay, then.
Whoa.
... They all succeeded. How many people did you let do this to you?
Oh,
and can
man.
You have kids?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you've got a pretty good, you know, because his legs are spread open, I would imagine. So even if you miss, you know, you bounce it off his leg or whatever, you know.
See, I've seen people, like, on videos and stuff do it at the ball return, you know, as a joke, that sort of thing. But never just, like, sitting down the alleyway and having them toss them at you.
We did a radio bit once where we had one of our guys. He was running. He was wearing like those like snowboarding shoes, and he was running across all the lanes. And we had everybody in different lanes throwing bowling balls at him. And he had a helmet on. I don't know sure why. He was wearing my goalie helmet. That was the only helmet we could find in time. And shout out to my boy Ron.
Ron.
He's just running and running, and people are just chucking bowling balls at him. Like, he can break his ankle.
and he's wearing snowboard shoes.
Snowboard shoes for safety, BJ.
Yeah, because
they're thicker good support. That way if he gets crushed by a ball, he'll only fall. And then he has the helmet on, and elbow pads.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, elbow pads, too. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was being a wimp about it, clearly.
Yeah, so that way if he fell, he would, you know, he wouldn't hurt any parts of his... You guys are really being responsible.
You know, I felt like we were trying to avoid a lawsuit, and we did.
Yeah, you did a good job. Yeah. I am surprised you guys were not involved in a lot of lawsuits, considering all the crazy things that you did on that show.
Well, we did get we got fined heavily by the FCC for trying to pull up, and I guess this would fall in line with the paying the price for ultimate stupidity. We thought there was a story about, I can't remember, a guy was able to pull a car with his unit.
Oh, right.
So we assembled in Capitol Hill a group of men and strings, and then they had to tie it, and then attach it to a car, and they pulled the car.
Oh,
with their collective units.
Okay.
And that got us a severe fine, and we made Playboy though. That was pretty cool.
Oh, good job! Look at you.
I think it was like that. It was a little blurb in the back. It said, "Stupid morning show fined $250,000 for pulling a car with wieners."
Yeah.
Please tell me they're trying to pull it to the junkyard.
They should have, Rev. But I think we did start it at Dick's Drive-In, if I remember correctly.
All right.
Nice.
Just as good.
Yes.
And how was Dick's with that? Were they all on board on that, or
oh,
they
yeah.
didn't know?
They had a commemorative shirt and everything for us, PJ.
Yeah, sure they did.
Sure nobody was okay with this. It was kind of an epic moment. The crazy part was, we came up with the idea, then I went on vacation for some reason. I had to go somewhere, or something was going on where I wasn't going to be around. So I wasn't even on the air when this all happened, yet I still got suspended.
You got suspended even though you weren't even part of this.
Well, I mean, I guess I was part of the think tank that came up with it. So you know, I just wasn't part of the execution of it all.
Yeah.
I came with the idea. I'm like, deuces. I can't get in trouble for it. I'm not even there.
Oh, it was your bright idea.
Well, I don't know. I can't remember if it was my idea, but it was definitely part of a brainstorming session.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. Those were the days, weren't they, Steve? When you just like, hey, what stupid thing can we come up with to either give away a prize or just get noticed?
The dumbest one, I think, I definitely paying the price of ultimate stupidity was the Olympics was out, and this is Joe Dredd was actually a part of this competition, if I remember correctly.
Well, Dredd, yeah, he's a part of every crazy competition.
So we were like, the Olympics, what can we, you know, you're always trying to find something that will tie into whatever the big event is. Yeah. What can we come up with? I'm like, I got it. Let's do the Ho Olympics, and we'll hire some hookers to do Olympic events on our show.
Oh.
And like the events were like, we painted like a toilet plunger handle, and they had to use sandpaper and you know, kind of get the paint off of the plunger.
I got you.
Yeah, nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like their hand went in a certain way.
You don't need to make the motion. We get it.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Yeah. We understand sanding a plunger hole. Right. Yeah. We see what would happen there.
So day one of the competition was great. But then you had like, I don't know if you guys know this, but hookers aren't necessarily the most reliable people.
Yeah.
So
no, really?
Day two, none of them showed up.
All right.
We don't need to do this anymore.
Contest. I think it was just like two or three hookers that we hired, and they then never came back.
Did you pay them all their money up front? Is that why they never?
Oh, that's why they got paid.
They got paid, and then they were like, "Well, why should we come back for day two? We already got the cash."
So did you have to stand in?
No, we had. I think if I remember correctly, we had the people like that were a part of the competition. They had to do the whole.
The whole Olympics.
But it sounded good on paper. It didn't work out.
Well, a lot of those ideas are just great. And they're just great to say we're doing them, whether or not they work out. The idea, like, you're doing what?
And we were fired soon after that, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
I
mean, it kind of paid
really unrelated.
Yeah. It was a job, format buddy. Change, and I guess this new format, you know, the Jack format doesn't want
the whole Olympics.
It should.
You would think.
Wow. I didn't realize this was at the tail end of the career.
Oh, yeah, this was towards the end.
Oh, man. You should have done the penis pulling thing. I think that would have been better.
That one, and then also I thought it was a fun one. We did Drunken Idol, where people got drunk and sang.
I like that one.
That one was just a cluster F, because they were just wasted. And
karaoke, isn't it, really? Yeah. When you think about it, yeah.
One girl hurled on one of our salespeople's like expensive jacket while she was running to the bathroom, so that we got in trouble for. But then I thought, okay, well, can we do that and be even better? So we did this drunk house where we got people drunk with power tools and had them build stuff.
What could go wrong?
Oh, wow. Wow.
That also didn't go over well, BJ.
Wow. You know what? I really thought, you know, because at the time when I was in the building for the buzz, I thought we were the only problem children. But I realized that you guys were also taking some of the heat off of us.
No, in all fairness, this was also at the other building. So this is when we left the end to go work at K-Rock.
Oh, okay. That's what happened. So then it was just all on us to be the problem children.
We left you to your own devices, BJ.
Yeah, and when, you know, when we were all doing the same stuff at the same time, it was just probably no one of that poor general manager just was losing his mind when both shows were in the building at the, you know, basically doing this stuff at the same time when you guys still work for Odyssey. I mean, that's hysterical.
One person said, this would have been a great contest on the radio, BJ. I can't believe this person wasn't around. We did the blindfold piano electric fence game, where we'd blindfold you, spin you in a circle a few times, and then you had to go number one, not knowing if you were going to get zapped. High school was the best.
Wow.
Damn.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah, that's not a game I'd play. It's a great radio bit, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But can you die from that?
Probably.
I would imagine that any electricity going into your body through your unit would probably cause some damage and maybe permanent.
That's not worth the risk.
No.
Oh, I'm with
because
you.
Then your friend is dead with his unit sticking out. And then
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Then you got to have the debate. Do we not touch him? Do we at least show him the respect that he deserves before the authorities show up?
Well, you got rigor mortis to worry about.
And then who's doing that?
Whose job is it to put everything back in its proper place?
Not it.
Apparently, MythBusters did it. Like whether or not you can die from it, and they said that because the stream of urine quickly separates into individual droplets, it's not a steady stream, so it'd be highly unlikely that a powerful electric current could travel up it.
Oh,
all the way up to kill you.
Well, there we go.
So you can't die.
Nope.
Oh, okay. So tune in tomorrow as we.
Well, did they say
blindfold Danny and spin him around a bunch of times?
Sorry, Danny.
Here we go. Well, so you don't get a shock, Vicky. That's what they're saying. You don't get shocked.
It's saying like it. That's just kind of what it says there. Like I think you still probably could get shocked, but not as intense as if you were to actually touch it.
I am not going to go with Vicky's assessment at this point.
I'm at livescience.com, man. Yeah. They're never wrong.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to err on the side of don't trust the internet.
Well,
that's what I'm going
to
err
on. Still shouldn't pee on an electric fence.
Yeah, I'm just not going to pee on an electric fence to try this out.
Also, it was pretty funny because the minute Vicky started talking and reading science terms, I was like, I don't know what she's saying.
That's why I asked, did they die or not? Because I completely glossed over all the...
what is the science term?
Stuff.
Individual droplets? Is that...
Droplets, yep.
Droplets. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Science.
Science! How about this person? I paid the price for my stupidity when my neighbors got a new stun gun. So, of course, I wanted to try it. And I hit my leg with it. My leg kicked out. I thought I was going to pee myself. Yeah, I was brilliant. LOL.
Yeah, again, that's the idea. It's a stun gun. I mean, again, you know, it's supposed to incapacitate me. And I didn't even think about the, you know, the peeing all over the place. Forget it, because I have a hard time not peeing all over the place when I'm not stunned.
Especially in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the morning? Don't stun you in the morning?
Well, no, I'm just saying, sometimes my aim isn't at the best because I'm trying to do it in the dark.
right. Well, keep that in mind.
All right. Oh, hey, we got a lot of people texting saying they've gone number one on electric fence. It hurts, but everything still works.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, good for you.
And you know what? Thank goodness the listeners are the scientists on this one.
Right. So, another person. Pete on electric fence. Yes, it hurts. But they're alive. They texted us.
Yes, they didn't die.
That's really fantastic. You know what? You know, I'm very proud of their accomplishment.
Unless they're texting us from the beyond.
Ooh, spooky.
Bum, bum, bum. What's the X-Files tune? Dun, dun, dun.
That's not it.
Nah, I think that's that was like, SVU.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, exactly. Or either that or it was the Intel chip. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What do you think was picked as the best and worst foods to have while on a date? Well, you know, I'm going to tell you. I'll do that at 7:50 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.